Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Rick Joyner with Morningstar Ministries just put out a prophetic word, and he's talked about this earlier, but now he's breaking it down. And the word that he put out was on October the 8th, and it's entitled, and you can see it on the VFN Torch at Morningstar Ministries, The Straw That Breaks the Camel's Back. And what he's talking about is talking about martial law. Martial law is also in the Constitution, and so many people think negatively of that. But the truth is that when things go awry, like they did in the hurricanes for us, the martial law was basically put in place. And the military became, and they protected our houses, they protected their businesses, And they assured, we were able to get gas in an orderly fashion.
Kept people off the streets that didn't need to be on the streets.
Because crime hit the streets right away.
Sure.
And so he talks about kind of breaking it down that, when martial law comes to pass, and you can read, we're going to go over, because you can read this on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Begin to understand it. And first of all, read it in the Constitution. So to speak against it, and you say that you're for the Constitution, speak against what's actually written in the Constitution. And George Washington and others, President Washington, they actually use martial. There's times when things happen that you got to kick it in to be able to bring peace back to a place and safety. And also, he talks about in this particular word of wisdom prophetic bulletin that there's people on the right and people on the left we got to worry about. These people that is a small fraction of people on the right and a small fraction of people on the left that the majority of parts of America need to be protected. Americans need to be protected. Well, that's where martial law would come in to do it. And in the context of that also, and I've seen it, God has shown me martial law. He's shown me it be happening. And but it is martial law. But it's sort of like, being in the military. I mean, I know that Steve can probably give a shout out to what, it's kind of like just being in the military, right? You're just like, okay, we're going to stand over here because he told us to stand over here.
Right.
And a lot of Americans aren't used to following those kind of orders and stuff. But they do that so that you can have an orderly fashion and do things. It's not the end of the world. It's called order and authority. But he does say it does matter, it is going to matter who your marshal is going to be, and that's why it matters who your sheriff is. It matters who your governor is. It matters who is in your National Reserve. It matters, you build a relationship with your military around your community, because those are the ones, it's your brothers and sisters who will be in uniform around you working up under the commander in chief. If in fact it does kick in, and this is what he said, He says, Rick Joyner talks about it. He says that in history, and this guy, just take my word for it. you can study for 50 years, this guy, or you can just take my word for it. Either one's fine. And that he is slow to speak, and he's well studied. And this is what he says, that martial law typically kicks in nations when there's a financial collapse. And it's a good thing, because once your money don't work no more, as they said in the movie Armageddon, they said, rich people are nice until they're not rich anymore. Somebody says, I'm not rich. Okay, we'll just see if you're nice in a few moments.
Right.
and he says when economies collapse, it's a rapid thing. It just happens, bam. It's not a gradual thing, because you understand, they're propping it up, buying time, putting things in line, doing different things, because they realize nations have survived financial collapses. They have survived them. Some haven't. Democracies have survived them. But sometimes it comes out and tyranny ends up over a nation, or different forms of government begin to form, or just radicalness takes over. Or if we as the church humble ourselves and repent and turn from wicked ways and realize that if you truly believe, it's like people shouting and standing up for the Constitution, for the Ten Commandments, if you ask them what the Ten Commandments are, they don't even know what the Ten Commandments are. And they're just giving a shout out to God and why they're violating nine of the ten. And the same thing with the Constitution. We need to learn this thing. And I know we're still kind of lingering on this, and we're going to continue talking about this. But I'm not saying I know anything. I'm saying what God has shown me and what God has shown
me,
John.
Yeah.
And share what God has shown you briefly about what happened in 6 minutes.
God spoke to me in a dream and showed me exactly that the economy was going to crash. In this dream, I was in my job at the time, and I saw how much people gathered around a television screen.
at this office in New York, or New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. And there was a bunch of folks crowding around the television screen. They're waiting for breaking news. It wasn't like breaking news as it is today.
Isn't it right? You're gonna wait. You're gonna watch the news with the end of this thing. You're not gonna watch. Isn't it amazing? It's like now you're gonna watch the news.
Yeah, right. Now so it's all falling it's apart. Right. I don't know anything's going on. But
right.
But you know how now breaking news, they'll rehash the story 10 times before they release the story.
Right.
Well, you can tell that this was fresh. There was a there was just a live camera and a mic, and it was a reporter that was standing at the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. And I knew that because there was stock brokers surrounding him all in their blue jackets. And the trading had stopped.
So we're watching this on TV.
I'm watching this on,
yeah. It stopped, by the way. That's a big thing.
Now, my father was a stockbroker.
That's right.
Sam. I've been to this New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah, it don't stop.
There's like ants running around there nonstop. I mean, it's just, it does not stop. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, okay, this is alarming.
Right.
So he says.
It's historical events. As you can read in history, the moments that it did stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the reporter says, when we come back here, I'm about to, we come back and we have breaking news. I'm about to share something, but we don't want you to panic.
Yeah, right.
As soon as
am I about to lose all my money? Is my $4 in the bank not going to be worth nothing? I mean, come on.
As soon as he said that, I knew, because hey, God had been speaking prophetically in the dream, I knew this was that.
Right.
So I went immediately to get my things because I knew pandemonium was going to break loose and I was going to beat the crowd, if you will.
Right.
As I was coming back and getting ready to exit.
I mean, VFN Torch.
Well, I'm not there yet. He says, so you know.
He's the reporter.
He's a reporter, the journalist. He's standing in front of the New York Stock Exchange.
Stood there, remember? We're standing there kind of reviewing that in our hearts.
Okay. Yeah. And he says, the economy, the world's going to be over as we know it in 6 minutes.
59, 58, 57. 56. And somebody says, I'm going to run to the bank. No, they already got it figured out. Because the bank said they're going to declare a holiday right away.
Yeah.
I was talking to tellers and banks, and they said, no, what we'll do is we'll shut the doors immediately as soon as those words go out. So you're not going to be able to get your $5.
What happened in
Pat, your $5 is not going to be able to come out the bank.
Oh,
you know
goodness.
What I'm saying?
Remember what happened in the hurricane? They shut the whole bank. I mean, you couldn't get access to any kind of money.
But they've talked to the bankers that they're going to close them immediately.
Yeah.
So you're not, even in the 6 minutes, you're not going to be able to make it. Your ATM's not going to work, brother.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. So in 6 minutes, the world as you know it is going to
end.
As you know, but it's not the world's not going to end.
No,
we're not saying the world's going to rapture or anything. We're just saying, as you know it,
it's going to be a dramatic shift.
And Americans, we know it blessed. It's been blessed.
You know, it's embarrassing to say.
So then what happened? What happened though? What happened?
Well, pandemonium breaks loose.
He said, "Don't panic," though, didn't he? Say, "Don't panic." They did not listen to the newscaster.
Pandemonium broke loose. People were going crazy. And at that time, you know, I just rose up and I said, "Listen, you need to go to VFN Radio. You need to go to the Torch.
The Torch, that's
right. You go to the Torch and get plugged in." Mm-hmm. You know, God has been preparing us all of this time. This is going to happen. God has spoken kind of in surround sound, if you will, from so many.
Right.
And we're just listening into what God is saying.
And so we posted them on the VFN Torch, so you actually can read these words in detail,
and
so you can get a paradigm before the 6 minutes happens.
Right.
Imagine being prepared.
Well, I was prepared before the news came up, because I knew when I had this word in me, I was making preparation to beat the pandemonium.
Right.
You can too. Right. It's all posted and it's all dated. So this is stuff that we've had there for quite a while.
Yeah.
But listen, God's telling us in advance that we can be prepared.
Prepared, yes. That is so important. And it's 6 minutes, so realize whatever time you have on this side of it, I begin to prepare for it. And don't, you know, realize there's people who say that they're on the right and the left, which are not the majority of Americans, that we need to be protected from for what's going to happen if the collapse happens. And what God's telling us is it's going to collapse. And I've literally seen the paper money. It was being sucked off the face of the earth, almost like a mountain, you know, like a vacuum was in the middle like this, and it's being sucked up. And rapidly, you hear the paper flapping in different areas. And with that, all of a sudden, this big mountain, this pyramid-looking mountain turned into fire. I mean, and it just burned up all the paper money, which is, you know, I could see them going to digital currency at the point like this. These borders, as George Charles, just getting in the way. And so here we are. These things are happening in our very presence. And we're just telling you what the Lord's like. We pray that it doesn't happen, but only a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. We've been talking about what systematically what's taking place. We're talking about, you know, a possible economic crash, what God has been sharing with us, what Rick Joyner Morningstar Ministries is seeing himself, and come on. You know, Bubba knows this. Hmm. Bubba knows this.
That's right.
That's why he's growing more corn in his field. I mean, it just comes a point in time that things are just obvious. But in the context of that, God prepares his people. Mm-hmm. And if you have not yet gone to VFN TV and listened to prudent preparation, because a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. And as Christians, we need to be prepared so we can be fruitful. It's not about you stacking up your beans so you got more beans than someone else, right, or something like all that crazy stuff going on. It's sort of like on the airplane when they say, listen, if the oxygen mask comes down, put the mask on yourself first so you don't pass out. Right. So you can help the person next to you. Because if you think, I need to put the oxygen mask on my child or sure, on my neighbor. And the thing is, it's like, well, see, you're not going to live long enough to put the oxygen mask on them. So you're going to be no help to them. So you're going to be able to help them if you just put oxygen mask on your face. So it's about that. Is how can you position yourself to be faithful and fruitful in the season that's ahead? That's going to be a huge harvest coming in if you're not passed out because you didn't prepare. Because a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. Listen to Prudent Preparation. Go to VFNTV.com. At your menu, you see VFNTV. Click on that and listen to Prudent Preparation. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFN radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day that day on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.